The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Samaches Mabeis, in discussing the Machlokes of Rav and Ula, the Rav's opinion is that if there's an uber, a fetus in the womb of an animal, a ben bekua, who sticks out its hand, so even though the halach is that the uber, the ben bekua, doesn't have to have its own shechita, it becomes kosher through the shechita of its mother. The hand that went out of the animal's womb, even if it went back in before the actual shechita, makes no difference. Rav says that that hand remains permanently usher. Ula, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, disagrees, and his opinion is that if the hand goes back in before the shechita, then just like the shechita is effective for the rest of this fetus, it will be effective for the hand of the fetus. So the Gemara asks a question on the opinion of Ula. The Pasuk says, Abbas v'sada treifa lo'isachelo, Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So the question when you learn this Pasuk is, Ma tam aloymer? To teach us, of course, that one may not eat a treifa, is obvious a halacha that we need to know. But what does the Torah want to teach us with telling us the word basada? Says the Brice. L'fish mitzinu b'maisa sheni b'kurim. Since the halacha is by maisa sheni b'kurim, shapi shiyotzu chutz l'mechitzoson. If they went out of Yerushalayim, maisa sheni b'kurim we know must be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the halacha is if they were brought to Yerushalayim and then left Yerushalayim, but then chazru, but then they returned to Yerushalayim with tam, you may eat them. Yochal avzekei. That the uber, if it left its mother's womb, the halacha should be it too, if part of it comes back, it should be mutter to be eaten, like Ula says, tam lama treifa. Asking Ramai Talmud, what do we learn from the word treifa? Amar Rabba, says the Gemara, ketreifa. Ma treifa, just like by a treifa, the halacha is kivish and nitrifa. Once an animal is declared a treifa, is halachically a treifa, the halacha is shuv ein leheter. It can never become mutter. The halacha is af boser. So too, the animal, the part of the hand of the animal that goes out of its mechitza, the mechitza for an uber is its mother's womb. Kimish yotze chutz mitzasai shuv ein leheter. And therefore concludes the Gemara Tiyufta de Ula Tiyufta, that Ula's opinion that if the hand goes out and it goes back in before the Shechita, it will be mutter, has been effectively refuted. But this Gemara teaches us a very important halacha, which really is much more relevant to the sugis that we learned in the previous parak. In the previous parak, we learned at great length the halachas of treifas. And the question that, of course, comes up is, does a treifa chazer lechsheroi? If an animal has one of the defects that indeed causes it to be a treifa, could that be reversed? And our Gemara that says, Behemish shenutrefa, an animal becomes treif shuv ein in the terrace, seems to be teaching us that the status of treifus can never be reversed. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud Haloch Yud Gimel indeed says, Kol mash amcham shem treifa, any situation that Chazal declared as a treifa, afpi Shibidark Darker Fur Shibidenu Chelik Mehem Loyimusu Vishur Lachayas. There will be situations where the animal can't survive. Ain Lano El Masha Chachamim. We only follow what Chazal teach us. Shanem Apia Dercha Sheirucha. Apia Torah Sheirucha. So the Rama, it seems, is teaching us that the situation of Treifus cannot be reversed. And it's based on this Gemara. And the explanation seemingly, is based on the sack, based on the explanation that we quoted in our shiurim at the beginning of Perek El Treifus, the vart of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish says that Treifus are not to be considered purely on medical terms. We're not to look at Treifus and say, well, according to medicine, this is a fatal disease. This is not a fatal disease. It's what Chazal taught us is a treifa. And just like we follow whatever Chazal teaches us is a treifa, even if medically we may be able to dispute that contention, so too is the halacha seemingly regarding the fact that treifas could be reversed. It doesn't make a difference. However, there's a question. The Gemara that the Rishonim already asked. The Gemara earlier in HaMasechta on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph teaches us that Mnikva Hareya, that if the lung have a hole, you know that's one of the most common situations of a treifa. However, says the Gemara, that if that hole is covered by meat that comes in between the ribs, that hole gets covered up with that meat, it's now kosher. So we see that the situation of treifus can be reversed. So the Rashba says that if the refuah of a treifa is by itself, like over there, there was no intervention, but rather the hole in the lung got covered up by itself, that is a situation of treifus that can be reversed. But if it requires intervention, medical intervention, then a treifa cannot be reversed. Duran gives a different explanation. He says that the halacha is that a treifa cannot be reversed. He says, and therefore, a lung that has a hole is a treifa. However, he says, if we have a hole in the lung, that the lung got closed up by meat from between the ribs, that is a raya that hole was really never considered a hole. So it's not that a treifa can be reversed. The Ran is saying a treifa cannot be reversed. He's just saying that this hole that got covered up by this piece of meat was never considered a hole that would make the animal into a treifa. There's another approach, and that is if a treifa came by itself, the animal developed a hole, and that very same animal, the hole got closed up, that would be not considered a treifa. Whereas if the hole came from an external source or a person punk made a hole, that treifa can never be reversed. And this question is a very relevant question because there was a discussion. There is a constant discussion in the world of kashrus about animals who build up gas in their stomachs. And the way that is repaired is by making a hole in the stomach, which helps the gas to escape. And the question that comes up is, assuming that hole makes the animal a treifa, that hole gets closed up. And the question is now the animal considered a treifa? So many paiskim are of the opinion that since the animal had a hole in its stomach, even if that hole got closed up, but we're learning in our shiur, based on the Gemara here, that any treifa cannot be reversed. And that indeed is the opinion of the Shaul Satshuvus Shevet Halevi, in Chelek Tes Sim Kuf Nun Hei, and the opinion of Rav Nasha Klein Zatzal in a lengthy tshuva, in Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, that hole makes the animal a treifa, and it's not and treifas is not reversible. However, there are many paiskim, there are paiskim that disagree. There's already a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Shoyle Meshiv, Madura Kinyana Kama Chela Gimel Simen Pei Aleph, who takes just the opposite approach of the last opinion that we just said. And his opinion is that if something suddenly happens to an animal, so that sudden pain causes it to become a permanent treifa. But if something happens to an animal by a doctor doing the procedure, that doesn't necessarily cause the animal to be a treifa. That's the opinion of Shaul Meshiv. Other opinion are that if the hole, as we said before, closes up immediately, that could be made is not a treifa. Only a hole that was there for a while and remains is a treifa. But if the hole closes up immediately, seems to be the opinion of Rabelski Zatzal, that would not make it into a treifa. And then I saw tshuva from the Klozim of the Rebbe Zatzal, from the Shas of Tshuva, Stivre Yatsev, Yordei Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud, that he says that wherever there's a question, where it's absolutely a treifa, so there, the halacha indeed is treifa en chazeres. But in a situation where it's not a clear-cut situation, it's not obvious that this is a case of treifa, there we could indeed rely on the fact that we see that it got healed, that situation of treifas can be reversed.